As a startup founder, we get a lot of ideas every day and we want to implement all those ideas in the application. That's the wrong approach. You should focus on an MVP version as it would help you launch the product sooner. And once you get on the market, you will get real feedback from the consumer and then you could improve the application.
What's good, podcast listener? I hope you are doing well. In this podcast, we have talked about what are my top 3 tips for any non-technical co-founder trying to build a mobile application or a technical product. I hope this podcast would add certain value to your life. Keep hearing.
Firstly, before starting the development, always try to make a requirement document. This requirement document would explain about the application, each and every feature of the application, purpose of the application and business model of the application in detail. This document do not need to be really fancy. It could be a simple Word file where you are writing all the stuff. What is the need of that document? It's very, very important because this document help development team understand what you are trying to achieve. Let's say you are having calls with the development team and you are explaining them something, but they are not able to understand what you are trying to say. So this document will help them understand what ultimately you are trying to say. And always in this document, try to give examples of the existing applications which are there in the market. My second tip would be, before starting development, make sure you build wireframes of the application. To understand what are wireframes, you can watch my another video in which I have talked about what are wireframes. But to keep it really precise, wireframes are nothing. These are application flows built on a piece of paper or on a computer software. Main purpose of wireframe is to understand how the application would move. Let's say in a page there are two buttons, login button and sign up button. So if user click on login button, which page will open and how many fields would be there on that page? And if user click on sign up button, which page will open and how many fields would be there? This is the main purpose of wireframe. My third tip would be, always aim for an MVP. Do not be too fancy. As a startup founder, we get a lot of ideas every day and we want to implement all those ideas in the application. That's the wrong approach. You should focus on an MVP version as it would help you launch the product sooner. And once you get on the market, you will get real feedback from the consumer and then you could improve the application. Firstly, try to understand, Ola was not built in a day. Uber was not built in a day. Zomato was not built in a day. These applications have been built a long time. These applications have been built while a course of time, the development has gone on continuously. So do not get fancy. Do not try to expect a lot of features in the first build. Keep the first version an MVP in which you only have a bare minimum feature which are required for your business to function.
I hope this podcast added certain value to your life. If it did, make sure you subscribe and share on social. Keep hearing.